Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
Pastor Kabasa, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. How are you, my brother?
I am ever so.
It's good to talk to you.
Thank you. Same here. I'm very well. I'm very well. Are you well?
Oh, yes. Thank God.
Lovely.
All is well.
Lovely.
No
Lovely.
Complaints.
Excellent. Excellent. Mfundisi, it's our last installment today on our growth model. Today, we're talking about enduring in faith, a concept that perhaps might need more explication. Faith is a lifelong journey, right? And staying committed to Christ requires endurance, dedication, and a strong foundation. So let's talk about those. What habits can help young Christians to stay committed to their faith over time and over the years as they grow?
Yeah, I think it's important for young people to be grounded historically on Christianity and to be mentored.
Pastor. What do you mean when you say grounded historically?
Oh, all right. Well, when we look at world religions, we notice that many religions are not backed up by historical facts.
Okay.
So when we look historically at Christianity, how it started, and the fact that it was prophesied, and that Christ is a historical figure, and his coming was prophesied way before he came.
Right.
That makes a big difference, you know. Mm-hmm. And the claims that he made that he would be coming again, it's very distinct from other religions.
Okay.
And the way you can back up Christianity historically, it really helps us to be grounded.
Okay.
That this Christ that we follow is like no other major figure in any religion. He's distinct.
Okay.
So young people shouldn't just be presented to Christianity as you believe and you just obey, but they should be equipped historically, philosophically, psychologically, socially, what are the benefits? What are the contributions of Christianity? I think that will help strengthen faith.
I hear you. So the right on that issue of strengthening faith, some people, when they meet trials and tribulations, those trials and tribulations tend to weaken some people's faith such that they walk away and backslide and give up. And my question, therefore, is how can trials and tribulations and hardships strengthen rather than weaken your relationship with Christ?
I love the way you frame these questions, man. Well, if you have the why you are a Christian,
right,
then no hardship will actually move you.
Okay.
So oftentimes, people don't live because of trials. They live because they were not grounded enough sometimes. And that actually happens often enough. So the hardship just exposes how weak our faith actually is. Because the same hardship that leads some to abandon Christ is the same that leads others to remain and to actually grow.
Wow.
So actually, for me personally, being honest with you,
right,
this is a hard question, because it seems to me that when someone abandons Christ because of a hardship,
right,
it's actually a demonstration that maybe, and I'm trying to be careful here because this may not refer to everyone, maybe they were not so grounded in Christ. Yes, that's what I can share.
Okay, all right. And then we talk about the idea of having a fellowship, people that you're going to be spending your time with who contribute to your faith. What role does fellowship with other believers play in maintaining a strong faith?
Oh, in the Bible, there are several, how do we put this, several roles that fellowship with other believers does to us, which contribute to our faith. So fellow believers are like our keepers. They keep an eye out whenever they see me. Hey, Aias, we see that you are maybe deviating a little bit. We are here to remind you that, hey, this is the path. And then fellowship with other believers also, we can also get encouragement from them. We can get support. We are social beings, and social beings need fellowship, and we need a group that encourages us, that supports us. And there are people who are stronger than us in faith. They have already experienced some of the challenges we are experiencing, and they can share with us how they managed to survive and overcome. So the benefits are endless. They can reprimand you. They can encourage you. They can help you remain focused. And it's always good just to have a like someone who understands you close by, encouraging you.
Right, right. I hear you. I hear you. And how can young Christians guard against spiritual complacency as they grow older? Because that is something that not only young people, but old people find themselves being complacent in their faith. So how do we help young people to guard against spiritual complacency?
Oh, you know, my brother, I think we all get to a point where spiritual complacency, or let me say, where we all flirt with spiritual complacency.
Okay.
And I think it's unavoidable because of our human nature. But this is why it's always good to have fellow believers around. Okay. When they notice you're being complacent, they can call you out with love. Or, you know, Christ himself has different ways of drawing us from that. But I think it's something no human being can say that I will never give into it. But I think it's a constant battle. And God, through the Holy Spirit, in his wisdom, knows best. What we can do is make sure we are surrounded by godly people. Read the Bible, not because you feel like it. Read it because it's the right thing to do.
Right.
So a major thing is this. Don't do spiritual things because simply because you feel like doing it. We have to develop the desire to do what is right, even when we don't feel like it.
Absolutely.
Because we won't always feel like doing the right thing.
Right, right. Absolutely. It's never about and should never be about your feelings. My goodness. Absolutely. All right, Mpunisi, as we part ways, you and I just want you to share with us texts from the Bible that would serve as encouragement for enduring faith. What promises in Scripture can you share with us that will encourage us and provide us with encouragement for our faith to be enduring over the years?
You know what? I've been pondering on actually not verses, but okay, let me say chapters.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
John chapter 13 all the way to chapter 17.
Okay.
Those are verses. In, you know, there are some Bibles where they have the words of Jesus in red.
Right.
If you have a Bible like that, yeah. Well, all of that section is Jesus encouraging the disciples and giving them the right word, the right verses for the moment of tribulation that they would face during his arrest, during his crucifixion, and even after he would ascend into heaven. He gave them ammunition. And all those ammunitions, I recommend to everyone. So, for example, one of the most famous one is John 14, 1. I go and prepare a place for you. I mean, even atheists know that verse. And then Jesus, he promises them that he will send them the Holy Spirit. And his role would be to comfort them, to guide them, to bring into remembrance what he taught them. So actually, instead of giving out like verses, one verse here, another verse there, I would say John 13, chapter 13, all the way to chapter 17.
Okay. All right. Got it. Loud and clear, Pastor Kawasa. Thank you very much. Your time with us has been ever so beneficial to us who are young Christians who are trying to grow into this belief system. And we are hoping that you'll continue to pray for us. May you have a blessed Sabbath tomorrow, Mfundis, and a productive preparation day today. Thank you, Pastor Kawasa.
My brother, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to do this with you. God bless you and happy Sabbath.
Thank you very much, Mfundis. Pastor Ayas Kawasa, Pastor ABC joins us once again, and he has drop bombed as usual, giving us some perspective and understanding for what we ought to do in order for our faith to not only be, but to endure over the years and over the ages.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.